Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Diamond people, we've got a nice little Tuesday on deck here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. We'll start with our biggest takeaways from Monday Night Football. Should we be respecting the Cowboys' offense a little bit more? Then we'll go on to the NFL headlines that have been circulating over the last 24 hours. It's a Take Tuesday, it's Teaser Tuesday, and we'll also examine some of the biggest top 25 matchups in college hoops. Because, PJ, we have some big ones today. I'm excited. PJ Glasser and for Jenks, I should say that as well. I was going to ask you this before we get started. At what point in a game do you call it and you say, okay, this game's over, I'm not going to waste any more of my time? Because for me, especially since we wake up so damn early, a lot of times I'll call it earlier than I probably should, but last night was really not a close game. So your girl went to bed a little early.
I think it all depends, Chelsea, on what bet you made, right? So if you had the total last night and it was 50.5 and it was 33-16, you're obviously watching in the very end because you want to see if anybody's scoring a meaningless touchdown or kicking a meaningless field goal so that you get the over. As somebody who bet the spread and had the Raiders last night, I was kind of like you. I turned the game off early. I quickly knew, probably at halftime, okay, this game's probably not going to go in my favor. And then also you have the fantasy football angle, right? So if you're sweating it out, like maybe you have Dak Prescott or you have some of the Cowboys receivers and you want to see if on their final drive they're able to score another touchdown, or you have somebody on the Raiders and you want all those garbage time points. So it all depends. I think each game is different. I think it depends on the type of bet you have. I think it depends on how you stand in your fantasy football game, all these different factors. But if you have nothing riding on the game whatsoever, I think, yeah, once Dallas got that safety and went up 33-16, I think that was a pretty fair point to kind of call it, and everybody kind of knew the game was over at that point.
So when do you call it for a losing bet? Because I do this thing where I don't think I'm ever more delusional than when I think that I can still win a bet. Like, I'll give you an example. On Sunday, the Commanders and the Dolphins game. Like, that game was not even close to hitting the over. But in the fourth quarter, I'm, like, praying. And I'm like, listen, if we get a touchdown here, and they get, like, a kick return touchdown, and they get another touchdown, I think we can come close to hitting the over. Like, do you ever find yourself doing that where you make up all these scenarios and you're like, listen, there's still hope?
All the time. All the time. Yes, always that false hope for sure. My favorite is when I do it for an offense that has done nothing all night, right? So your team's down like 17-3. You have +7.5 and there's 5 minutes left and you're telling yourself, all right, if they can just drive 89 yards on this drive and score a touchdown, we're in business. We got the back door when they haven't done a thing all night. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's why we bet. That's why it's the best, is because of that false hope. You do that math and you're just thinking, all right, we still got time to maybe get a touchdown, a field goal, and get ourselves within the number. So, yeah, I mean, last night, again, it's so much of it depends on the flow of the game. Like, you just watched that Raider offense and you just knew it was a struggle. I was talking about this with Denton before we came on air. Like, I don't know what happened with Geno, you know? Geno was one of those quarterbacks when he was in Seattle, you either kind of like didn't really like him or you thought he was maybe better than the general perception. I always kind of thought Geno was better than people thought, and I liked the fact that the Raiders traded for him in the offseason. I thought he was going to be a significant upgrade, and I mean, I don't know if he has, to be honest with you, from like Aiden O'Connell and what they had. He has been horrendous. He wasn't good again last night. So, yeah, I mean, when the Raiders dug themselves that deep a hole, they were down two scores with their offense. You just knew it was going to be a long night. And my 3.5, I ripped up that ticket pretty early in the third quarter.
Yeah, I think when you're standing there and it's like 31-9, that's when you're like, all right. 3.5 seems a little steep for exactly what my hopes and dreams can do for this game. But you're right about Geno Smith. Like, at no point during that game did I watch and think, oh, there's the good Geno Smith. He looked bad all night. Like, maybe some of it is due to the offensive line, because I will say this, it did feel like he was scrambling for his life. And maybe the Cowboys' defense is getting better, because that was kind of the handicap, I think, for both sides of the ball, is a lot of people looked at this Cowboys defense and they said, this is one of the worst defenses in the league. You look at all the numbers. But also, I think you brought this up. The Cowboys defense had been facing some really good offenses. And also, they just added Quinnen Williams, who I saw several times. I was like, there he is, Quinnen Williams, making a name for himself. Because obviously, if they call a defensive player's name on the broadcast, they must be doing something right. So do you think the Cowboys defense is as bad as people think it is? Or do you think Geno Smith is just terrible?
So I definitely think it's going to be better here over the next six games or so because of the addition of Quinnen Williams. I mean, he is a terrific player. So, and, you know, the front four was a big part of their struggles on defense this year. Obviously, trading away Micah Parsons, we knew that that was going to take a hit in the pass rush department and pressuring the quarterback and those kinds of things. So Quinnen Williams, especially when he's right, is one of the top defensive tackles in football. And like you said, Chelsea, he was all over the field last night. So I do think the Cowboys are going to be better against the run. We talked about how, especially going up against opposing fantasy running backs, they were a bottom three unit. I think they're going to be much better in that sense. But also, the Raiders' game plan last night just made no sense. Ashton Jeanty had two carries in the first half. They've been struggling to run the ball all season, but your offense is already bad enough. You don't really have any receiving options outside of Brock Bowers. When you make it that easy for an NFL defense, when you're just that one-dimensional, I don't know what Chip Kelly was trying to accomplish last night. Like, I mean, because your defense isn't great on the other side, and you're facing a terrific offense in Dallas. So, like, that's the kind of game where you should want to run the ball to see if you can have some kind of success, keep Dallas's offense on the sideline. It just felt like all night they were trying to throw it with Geno, and it made no sense. So, I don't know what the Raiders were doing last night. I mean, some of it definitely was with Dallas. You could tell early on they probably weren't going to be able to run much, but I mean, still, you got to at least try to establish some kind of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Running game. I just, two carries in the first half with Genty, like that made no sense to me.
Yeah, even if you're playing from behind, which I understand, you're not going to run it every play, but like you still have to be somewhat balanced, because if you throw it every play, you know, they're going to bring pressure on Geno Smith. And obviously, you know, everybody kind of knows their job and they know that they're going to throw it. So it's just difficult when your leading rusher has 14 yards and it's your quarterback. That is not a good sign. They had 27 rushing yards. Like that feels like some number that you would put for like, I don't know, like a tiny, like the Citadel when they go against Alabama, right? Like that doesn't feel like an NFL number, because we talk about the NFL being the ultimate parity league. But some of these teams at the very bottom, man, are they bad. Like the Raiders now look almost as bad as the Titans. And I understand that they've already played each other and we've already, you know, figured out who's the worst team out of those two. And it definitely is the Titans. But still, like this team looks absolutely abysmal. Like it's not a team that I want to trust in the future. But let me ask you this about the Cowboys. Like, has your opinion shifted on the Cowboys? Even a little bit, because again, like we've talked about, you know, the handicap on the Cowboys when they're playing good teams, maybe it's not as strong. And the rest of the schedule, the next three games, they've got the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Lions. So maybe we'll have to wait a bit for the Cowboys to face another team that's at least mediocre. But what do you make of the Cowboys moving forward? Is this a team that you like are considering betting on if they're getting enough points?
You know, I don't think you can react to Dallas's performance too much from last night, because one, it is the Raiders that they're playing. And two, I mean, I just think the NFL this year especially has shown us like it is such a week to week league, you know? And I think that is the problem, Chelsea, is people are going to overreact to what they saw. Before the game kicked off last night, Philly was a 4.5-point favorite on the road in Dallas. Now I'm looking at BetMGM, they're down to a 3.5-point favorite. So after what Dallas did last night, how their offense looked, the improvements on defense, they drop a point. And with what we saw against Philly, against Detroit, and that offense continue to struggle, I do wonder if, like, honestly, Dallas might be like a public dog next week, because they're at home. Their offense looks significantly better. The defense, again, like with Quinn and Williams now, maybe looks different. So I'm very, very intrigued by that game. But yeah, I don't want to overreact to too much, because we know how good Dallas's offense is. We talked about it all yesterday. Like CeeDee Lamb is getting priced as the clear number one receiver on that team, and if I had my choice, like I'd take Lamb over Pickens. But Chelsea, I don't think the drop off is like as big or as significant as certainly the sports books are making it, especially with their receiver numbers. Like we were talking about yesterday, it was a 25-yard difference between Pickens and Lamb. And especially if the number one corner on most teams is going to follow Lamb around the field, I mean, Pickens is just going to continue to shred defenses. So I think, again, like that Cowboys offense is going to continue to put up numbers, especially if they can protect Dak. It's all going to come down to the defense. And I think going up against a struggling offense in Philadelphia next week, who has had success against them over the last few years, I think is going to be a really good test. So I'm excited for that game. And the answer to your question is, I think the jury is still out. I think we have to see some more with Dallas over the next few weeks. And like you said, I mean, they're facing some really good teams, so we're definitely going to see.
I definitely can see like the surface level takes now is that, did you see the Cowboys offense? Did you see George Pickens? Have you seen the Eagles offense? Eagles offense is terrible. But I've fallen to this trap before. I think I put the Cowboys in a teaser when they played the Broncos, because I said to myself, you look at this receiving combo, like Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, that has to be one of the best 1-2 punches in the entire NFL. Like, I don't care what you think about the Cowboys as a franchise, as a team, like that is a good receiving core to start around. And we know Dak Prescott is good enough to at least get it to his receivers. So I thought to myself, hey, even against the best defenses, the Cowboys should be able to keep it close, maybe score some points in garbage time. But that game was not close. I think the final score was like 44-22. So we'll see if it follows more of that line, but I do think a lot of the public is going to be really in love with the Cowboys this week, especially because the Eagles have been far from dominant, and this game is in Dallas as well, or yep. Arlington, or whatever city Jerry World officially is in. So if you guys did not stay up late last night, final score was Dallas winning that game pretty comfortably, 33-16. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens both having big nights in this one, but it was George Pickens, 9 catches, 144 yards, and a touchdown who led the way, but CeeDee Lamb had the first touchdown.
Yeah. Jason Jobes on that last effort by Pickens. Here's Lamb wide open, backs in for the touchdown.
So I will say this. It was a good night for anytime touchdowns if you are on anything on the Cowboys. But if you bet on the Raiders, and we kind of hinted at this, that I didn't want to bet on anything Raiders related because I couldn't trust their offense as a whole. Brock Bowers almost got there. I think his prop was 72.5. He finished with 72 yards. If he had the catches, I think he would have gotten it home because I think it was 6.5. He finished with 7. But, like, are there any good takeaways for this Raiders offense? I think the takeaway for me from a betting standpoint is that you don't trust anybody in this offense. I don't care if it's Brock Bowers, just because I don't think I can trust Geno Smith to get him the ball.
Yeah, we talked about it, that instead of maybe betting Bowers last night, you look at the other receiving options, Trey Tucker, Tyler Lockett. They both went over their receiving numbers. So I kind of think that's the way to go moving forward, especially when they face really good teams. The Raiders next week, Chelsea, play the Browns, and they're a 3-point favorite at home. That is a stinky line, isn't it? Like, I would think most people feel like the Browns are probably the better team, just because if you're looking at all four units on the field, like, the Cleveland defense would definitely be the best if you're looking at Cleveland offense, defense, Raiders offense, defense. The Browns defense, far and away, the best unit. Now, they're a lot better at home than they are on the road, but I think that's super interesting, and I think for the Raiders, to go back to your point, like, what do we do moving forward? I mean, if the Raiders didn't want to run the ball last night against Dallas, like, are they going to want to run the ball against Cleveland at all? So, Genty only got 6 carries last night. I wonder if coming back with his carries going under his attempts is the way to go again next week. But, again, like, you just don't want to throw that much and have Myles Garrett just tee off on Geno all night long. So, it'll be interesting what Chip Kelly decides to do. But I think, probably moving forward again, like, the Bowers numbers are going to be really high, so continuing to target Lockett, Tucker, I think those are probably the guys. It's just, I mean, Genty, knowing, like, how they're going to use him and what they're going to do on a week-to-week basis, I think is too hard to figure out.
Yeah, especially next week, because obviously that is not a good matchup going against a really stout Browns defense. I think, you know, on the surface, you just look at the total. I know it's low at 37, but do you believe in either of those offenses? I sure as hell don't. All right, when we come back, we'll continue rolling through some of the top NFL headlines. Ja'Marr Chase suspended, as well as Jalen Ramsey. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.